Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered for Monday. Monday is the 18th, today's tax day, because, of course, the 15th was Friday. It fell on a Good Friday, basically a holiday for Christians. So they moved tax day to Monday, today, the 18th of April. So if you have not paid your taxes for last year, or you have not paid your estimated taxes for this year, today is the day. I just got back from the post office. The lines were long. I waited about 40 minutes in line at the post office in Summerlin, Las Vegas, Nevada. 40 minutes, long line, almost out the door. And that's in Summerlin, a beautiful, sparsely populated, upscale neighborhood of Las Vegas. I can't imagine in all the high-density neighborhoods of Las Vegas, there must be two-hour lines at the post office. You've got to get a postmark by midnight tonight, so go get it done. Good day today, despite the bad news of it being tax day. It's a good day because the masks are gone. On the airplanes, on the trains, the masks are gone. Thank God for Trump-appointed lawyers in Florida. You know I went on a tirade last Wednesday because I got back from my Trump speech on Monday night. Wayne Root, Donald Trump on the stage together in Palm Beach, Florida, in front of thousands. And I flew back Tuesday most of the day. It's an all-day trip, 3,000 miles, and there are no direct flights to Palm Beach, Florida. So I flew back all day Tuesday and then was back on the air on Wednesday. And I started my show Wednesday with a tirade against masks on airplanes. It's so ridiculous. And so ridiculous that people are walking through the airport with masks on. As I talked about, if you weren't with us last Wednesday, my flight from Vegas to Atlanta to Palm Beach and back again from Palm Beach to Atlanta to Vegas. Six airports, six flights, thousands of people I passed, you know, packed airports. I passed thousands of people, and every person but me was wearing a mask at the airport. Now, on the airplanes, I get it. You know, the mandate said you had to wear it on the airplanes. I'll kick you off the airplanes in a second and ban you for life from flying. But in the airport, nobody says a word. I walked around without a mask. The minute I got in the airport, I take my mask off, and I walked around for hours without a mask, and not one person said a word to me. I passed security guards. I passed police. I passed airport personnel. I passed flight attendants. And I passed restaurant hostesses, and nobody said a word. I didn't wear a mask in front of thousands of people, and all the other thousands had masks. I was the only one. I thought I would inspire a little revolution, a little civil disobedience. And all these obedient sheep looked at me and kept their masks on. It's unbelievable. Now today, as of this morning, I'm guessing everybody's got their masks. Well, not everybody, because we know this. Half the people flying are probably liberals. They'll wear masks the rest of their lives. But lots and lots of people, probably half or more, will now be flying without masks as of today, as if you needed them last Tuesday when I was flying back. But you don't need them today. You never needed them Tuesday. You never needed them any day. And you don't need them today. We are free. Thank God for this wonderful federal judge. Let's see if I've got her name here. What is the judge's name? It would be nice if they listed it in this article. Wow. I don't even see it anywhere in the article. It's just a federal judge lifts the mandate. But I know she was a Trump-appointed federal judge in Florida. President Joe Biden's mask mandate on federal airplanes is illegal, a federal judge ruled on Monday. So that's great news, great news, great news. Monday's ruling was on one of the earliest cases filed in July of 2021. The lawsuit alleged the mask mandate violated the Administrative Procedure Act on three separate grounds. First, that issuing the order is beyond the CDC's authority granted by Congress. Second, the CDC's action was really a rule rather than an order, and therefore had to go through a procession of public notice and opportunity for public comment. And third, that it violates the APA, the Administrative Procedure Act, because it's arbitrary and capricious, meaning it was not the result of reasoned decision-making. Here's her name, Judge Catherine Mizell. Catherine Mizell. She said the government purports to discover this unheralded power to regulate how individuals appear and behave in public in a long extant statute, one over 70 years old. The history suggests the power the government sees is a mirage. The only reason the mandate cites is the public health emergency caused by COVID-19, she continued. Mizell said in her 59-page opinion, rejecting the Biden administration's argument that the mask mandate could be imposed by an agency order. Instead, she decided that CDC's restriction was a regulation and had to go through months of public comments because good cause to suspend notice and comment must be supported by more than the bare need for regulations. She also held that the CDC did not account for various objections, issues, and evidence opposed to the mask mandate. Of course not. This made the mandate arbitrary and capricious. They don't care about any real science. This government knows nothing about real science. They would know real science if it hit them in the face. It's a joke. It really is a joke. United is disregarding the ruling. I just got that information.
Wait, I'll just do it here with you right now. So basically, United just put out a thing to their employees and to the general public that it's still really a requirement for anybody who flies United and or works for United to still follow the mask guidelines when traveling or and or working for the said airline.
Well, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You mean now when a judge overturns something,
yeah,
you can ignore it? Liberals don't even know what the law is. They don't care. It's time to take these people down. They've got to be taken down. United Airlines, go with Disney. Send them to the garbage heap. Bankruptcy. Disgusting liberal freaks. It's just incredible. You have HEPA filters on airplanes that create the cleanest air you could ever breathe. There was never a need for a mask mandate, and COVID is basically gone. All it is a cold now. Idiotic. And the left loses their mind. Radical left freaks out after judge strikes down mask mandate on planes. And of course, you know, because the Republican Trump appointed judge, they're losing their mind. So Tierney Sneed, who covers legal arguments for CNN, cast doubt on the Trump judge as being qualified at the time for confirmation. She also claimed the whole ruling relied on the word sanitation. Scott Nevins, who says he's an LGBTQ news contributor. These people think they're news people. What makes you a news person? Well, I'm gay and I have sex with men. Does that make you a news person? I didn't know having men having sex with men made you a news contributor. I didn't know that. That's your whole resume, isn't it? He stated the ruling was a massive mistake because there's a surge of two new highly contagious variants in New York City. Yes, Scott, there's a surge of cold germs in New York City, you moron. A political analyst, Amir Khalifa, hinted Florida should be cut away from the union. I'm telling you, nothing wrong with the union of 49 states. I agree with you. And all of us will move to Florida immediately. Florida court overturned CDC mask mandate for planes and trains, calling it unlawful. And he says, nothing wrong with the union of 49 states. D. Funk, I'm sure that's a real name, who defines himself as a nerd, says the mask mandate for travel on planes and other forms of public transportation remains in effect indefinitely for me personally. Good. God bless you. That's why I'm such a great person. Because I would never make you take your mask off, even though you look like an idiot. You know, I lost my mother and father to cancer 28 days apart in 1992. Most horrible month of my life. Lost both my parents and became an orphan, right? Every time I see people in masks, all I think of is you all have cancer. You all look like people dying of cancer in a cancer ward. I've hated masks from the first moment they were mentioned in 2020. I will never wear it. Keep it away from me. Yuck. I don't want to look like I'm dying of cancer in a cancer ward. It's disgusting. It reminds me of the death of my wonderful parents. PBS reporter Jeff Bennett also condemned the ruling because it was made by an unqualified Trump appointee. He says the judge behind the mask ruling, Kimberly Kimball Mizell, was the 10th Trump judicial nominee to be rated not qualified by the American Bar Association. You know what makes you rated not qualified by the American Bar Association? If you're not a card-carrying communist scumbag, transsexual, lesbian, gay, or black, you're automatically unqualified. Governor Ron DeSantis press secretary Christina Pushaw said it's good news. Liberals, you could still wear a mask if you want on airplanes. Right. See, that's the thing. I will never stop you from wearing an ugly, disgusting face diaper that makes you breathe in your own poisonous air. You're free to do it and get as sick as you like, but you have no right to force me to wear one. Representative Jim Banks, Republican of Indiana, tweeted the ruling was long overdue. Governor Ron DeSantis praised the ruling as good for pastors and employees. Great to see a federal judge in Florida actually follow the law and reject the Biden transportation mask mandate. Mike Glenn says he believes the White House would not be dumb enough to attempt to repeal the ruling. I wouldn't think the White House would be dumb enough to seek an appeal of the federal judge's ban. They'd be wise to just let it go. Representative Dan Bishop, Republican of North Carolina, said the ruling means Americans should never again be harassed about masks. Tom Fitton called the mask mandate senseless, anti-constitutional, and abusive. Richard Grinnell remarked how the Associated Press's Zeke Miller reported the ruling. Grinnell noted that Miller did not use President Biden's name in the tweet. Zeke Miller once again fails to call it the Biden policy. Whenever it's bad news, it's U.S. or national. Whenever it's good news, it's called Biden policy. Whew. Kevin Smith, candidate for U.S. Senate, New Hampshire, Republican, tweeted the CDC has abused American freedoms and overreached for far too long. Finally, a dose of sanity. How about we actually start following the science for a change and stop this mask nonsense? The CDC has abused individual freedoms with government overreach and mandates for far too long. None of this was ever about science. Glory, hallelujah. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Alaroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for SteelsandDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SteelsandDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsandDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. Steel TVsanddeals.lv.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsandDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsandDealsLV.com. It's like stealing!
I need four more of the...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the show. The root is on fire. Let me mention a couple things. First of all, this Friday is my first game show in a while. It used to be one of the hottest game shows in Hollywood, and I was picked to be the host of Gambit in 90. Yeah, actually it was 1990. I was picked to be the host of Gambit to replace Chuck Woolery. And for whatever reason, ABC never actually picked up the show, but Merrill Heater, one of the biggest, probably the biggest game show producer in the history of Hollywood, picked me out of thousands of people applying for the job to be the host. So I'm back again as the host of Family Feud, the 2022 candidate version in Las Vegas. All the top candidates in Nevada are playing in the game. It'll be at the Ahern Hotel. In the Ahern Hotel Steakhouse on the second floor, which is on Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard. It's $22 per person to attend, which includes admissions, appetizers, and entertainment. And it is Family Feud. I'm your man, Wayne Root, instead of Steve Harvey, for Family Feud candidate style here in Las Vegas. All you do to buy a ticket for this Friday's event, which starts at 5:30 this Friday, April 22nd, is you go to NevadaRepublicanClub.com, NevadaRepublicanClub.com, or you go to Eventbrite, and then you look up Nevada Republican Club, and you'll see the Family Feud event. All right, so hopefully I will see you on Friday to a packed house for Family Feud, Republican candidate style here in Nevada. 5:30 at night, Friday, April 22nd. Steals and Deals, LV.com, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Steals and Deals LV for Las Vegas, steelsanddealslv.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business. He was a guest on our show just last week. It is a Vegas business, but they ship nationwide. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers. It's called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. It's a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail. They average about 50% everything off retail. For new products, steelsanddealslv.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You get the best price for just any product, name it. TVs, microwaves, refrigerators, furniture for your home, office, patio, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, wheelchairs. Steelsanddealslv.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices. Then go to steelsanddealslv.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas, and they ship nationwide. Just go to steelsanddealslv.com online or call 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337, steelsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. So the good news is the mask mandate is officially over on airplanes and trains. However, it appears it's not officially over because all the Democrats in charge are saying, we don't care. We're going to leave it in. And United Airlines says, we don't care. We're going to leave it in. Just moments ago in the break, this was the, I like to call it the tweet I put out, but I'm not on Twitter. I'm banned for life. I'm on Getter, G-E-T-T-R, and you can find me at Wayne Root. I put good news for decrepit, feeble, dementia-ridden old sock puppet Biden. You can still wear the face diaper. It's called freedom. You're allowed to suffocate yourself. But I never wore masks. I'm burning the few I had sitting in my trunk for emergencies. Bye-bye, masks. So here's the point. With us on the right, it's about freedom. If you want to wear it, sock puppet Biden, dementia-ridden old loser, you can wear it. You can cause yourself to suffocate and die. You know? But the rest of us don't have to wear it. But you want to force us to do it your way and suffocate myself and I don't want to wear a mask. Isn't it funny how I believe in freedom and I let you live, live and let live? Same way I feel about gay people. It doesn't matter. I'm not even going to discuss whether I like it, don't like it, whether I think it's good or not for society. It's not my business. I let you be gay. I'm not gay. I don't want to be gay. I'll never be gay. But you are. Okay, be gay. I've never stopped you from being gay. Go in your bedroom and be gay. But don't teach my children to be gay in school. You got no right to brainwash my children. You got no right to indoctrinate my children. I've always been pro-gay. I let you be gay. You want to be gay? Be gay. I was for pro-gay marriage. I said if they want to be married, who cares? Let them be married. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me. I couldn't care less. I don't know you. Get married. I don't care. That's why I was the libertarian. I'm the libertarian presidential ticket. I was the libertarian vice presidential nominee. Libertarians believe in live and let live. You want to wear a dress and you're a guy? Do it. But you can't indoctrinate my children and you can't play in women's sports and beat women and take their trophies and take their scholarships. And you can't force me to wear a mask. You want to wear a mask? Wear one. I don't choose to wear one. I'm healthy. I'm in perfect health without a mask out in public all the time. Screw you. You want one? The diaper on your face is yours.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Florida, appointed by former President Donald Trump, declared that the Biden administration's COVID-19 mask mandate for public transportation is unlawful, invalidating a regulation that requires travelers in the United States to mask up on airplanes, trains, taxis, buses, and other forms of public transit. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley on the ruling.
The judge here really delivered a body blow to the administration and said that, you know, the public has a right to be heard, as does the industry.
The U.S. military is set to start training Ukrainian troops on how to operate new weapons being sent to the war-torn country. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying the training will take place outside Ukraine, but he didn't say where. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh,
Wayne on the Root. Welcome back. Isn't it amazing when liberals lose, they still win? Here's a letter from one of my fans, Joy, who is a flight attendant for JetBlue. And her husband works for JetBlue as well. She says, we just got this from corporate communications. We are reviewing, this is JetBlue talking, developing story. We're reviewing the court ruling on the CDC mask mandate. We're working with our legal and government affairs teams and the industry trade group to review the judge's ruling and understand what it means for us and other airlines. For now, nothing changes. Our current mask policies remain in place, and we'll update you as soon as we have more information. They won't say, if this was the other way around, they instantly say you've got to wear a mask. But they refuse to accept that you don't have to wear a mask anymore, that a federal judge ruled it. They refuse to accept it. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Kyle LaBrue for Congress. He's the only person running for Congress who's smart enough to take a national ad campaign on the Wayne Allyn Root Show to become one of the most high-profile Republicans in Congress very soon. So good luck. Congratulations to you, Kyle LaBrue. You're a smart guy. He says we need fighters, not just any Republicans in Congress. It's useless to elect just Republicans in Congress if they're not warriors, if they're not fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic, conservative values. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. He's an entrepreneur, an America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. And he understands government works for the people, not the other way around. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Reward him for being the only congressional candidate smart enough to take a national ad campaign on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer if you're in Missouri, or click the contribute button at the top of the page to send them some money. I don't care where you are in these United States, Las Vegas or Chicago or New York or Connecticut, Oklahoma, Texas, some of the places where Wayne Root Show is heard. Just send something to KyleLaBrue.com. Click on the contribute button at the top, Kyle LaBrue, L-A-B-R-U-E, KyleLaBrue.com, paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress. That's a smart young man. All right. We've got our guest here, Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Convention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. And we're about to get on the topic of voter fraud with Dr. John Lott. But first, I want to mention some gun issues. First, Dr. John Lott, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Well, it's great to talk to you again.
Quickly, there have been some executive actions about guns and gun control by President Biden, who I believe is not even the president. I believe it's Obama who's the real president. Biden is a brain-dead zombie with dementia. But there have been some executive orders recently, very anti-gun executive orders. Can you tell us what's out there and what's going on and how we should respond to it?
Right. No, there are orders that are going to drive a lot of companies out of business, gun dealers out of business. One of these is the so-called ghost gun regulations that he has that are going to require serial numbers on all sorts of parts of the gun, not just the firing mechanism and the receiver that takes the magazines. When you combine that with his zero tolerance policy on any type of paperwork mistake, no matter how trivial, would put them out of business. So, you're going to have a serial number on the barrel of the gun, on the stock, on other parts. If you go and transfer a barrel from one gun to another, you're going to have to redo all the paperwork that's there. I think all those things are just going to make it costly and difficult. And, if you look over 15 years of paperwork for any business, do you think you'll find one paperwork mistake someplace in there? And they're just trying to make it more difficult. This other part, another executive order that he has that requires the retention of background check records for more than 20 years for gun dealers. Right now, it's 20 years, or when you if you go out of business before that, you turn it over to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. One of the things that Biden has done is he set up a national gun registry. He has almost a billion transactions from over many years that they put into a computerized database. So they don't have all the transactions that have gone through licensed dealers or transfers that have gone through licensed dealers, but they have almost a billion of them. So there's a reasonable chance that if you bought a gun over the last few decades, some federal agent can go and put your name in and find out maybe many or all of the guns that you've purchased over that period of time. By going and expanding it past the 20 years, they're just trying to close the loopholes to make sure that they can get the rest of them. But, you know, you take something like these serial numbers on all the different parts of the guns. There's, you know, I guess you have to believe what you see on entertainment television to see how they solve crimes sometimes on these cop shows to believe that this really matters. Because in the real life, it doesn't really work that way. In theory, if a criminal leaves a gun at a crime scene and he bought it through a licensed dealer, then you can, in theory, trace the gun back to the criminal. But there's a couple problems with that. One is guns are virtually never left at the crime scene. The only times that they're usually left at the crime scene is when the criminal's been either killed or seriously wounded, so you're going to catch them in any case. And in the couple times that they're not killed or seriously wounded, you know, and the gun's left there, the person didn't purchase it through a licensed gun dealer, so there's nothing to go and trace there. He got it from a drug dealer or somebody else like that. And so it's a lot of wasted resources on these things. Just give you one last example, and that is, you know, the reason why he's having both of these programs is to create a kind of a national registry. We have places in the United States that have registered and licensed guns. Hawaii, for example, since 1960. You have Chicago and Washington, D.C. and Pennsylvania on handguns. But when law enforcement from those states have had to testify in different court cases or before state legislatures, they basically have indicated time after time that they can't point to a single crime that they've been able to solve. And these things are costly. In Hawaii, for example, the Honolulu police chief some years ago estimated that it took 50,000 hours worth of police time each year to go and run their registration and licensing program. That's 50,000 hours of police time each year that could be used to do things that we know work for police, that we know discourage crime, that allows them to go and catch criminals. It, you know, if they could point to thousands of crimes that they've been able to solve as a result of licensing and registration, then, you know, there would be some trade-off that we could talk about.
Hey, John, I could argue as a conservative it doesn't matter because once they catch the criminal, liberal judges let them right out anyway. So
yeah.
You know, catching criminals doesn't even matter anymore. We're not in the business of catching criminals. I saw some guy shot 14 people over the weekend. They let him out on $25,000 bail. But wait, worse than that, it was unimaginable. He's allowed to go to work each day with an ankle bracelet on. Can you imagine? He's allowed to go to work. He shot 14 people. And he's allowed to go to work while the January 6th defendants rot away in solitary confinement in prison for a year and a half for doing nothing. It's the most mind-numbing story I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's some information that came out from Harris County, Texas, which is Houston. Since 2018, 157 murders have been committed by people who are out on bail. Some of those were out on, you know, no bail or very, very little bail, had actually been arrested for murder and were awaiting trial on murder charges. And they went out and committed another murder. So you have somebody, let's say, who's facing a life sentence already for the crime. What additional penalty do you put on them if they go out and commit another murder? Do you go and give them a second life sentence and the second or the third life sentence that you give them, that that's going to be the one that discourages them from committing the crime?
All right, let's talk about, move over to voter fraud, because that's something you studied. You happen to be someone who has put a lot of time and a lot of research into this, and your research proves that Biden got about 255,000 excess votes just in fraud-tainted swing states in 2020. It still happens. It was in places where voter fraud was claimed. That's where all the extra ballots were, which kind of, you know, again, John, what everyone's going to say is it doesn't prove anything. It's more circumstantial evidence that sounds like the election was stolen, but it still doesn't prove it was and doesn't prove it should be overturned. What do you say to that?
Well, the reason why I did this study to begin with wasn't necessary to overturn the election. I'm concerned about what happens in the future. And even if somebody doesn't think that this was enough to go and overturn the election, though 255,000 votes is a fair number of votes for those six states. I mean, in three of those, you're talking about a vote difference of 40,000 was the difference between who got those electoral votes or not. But, you know, people have to trust the elections that we have if we're going to have people go out and vote.
And they don't right now. Nobody does. No one on the right trusts elections, you know?
Well, even Democrats. I mean, there's a recent survey that I saw by Rasmussen that indicated that 34% of Democrats thought that there was enough fraud in the 2020 election to change the election results for the presidency.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's pretty clear.
Look, and I guess the way I would also phrase it is, the United States is unique around the world in terms of not having anti-fraud rules with regard to voting.
Right. We're the only one that doesn't have voter ID, basically. The only one that allows ballot harvesting. The only one that allows you to count ballots after Election Day. It's insanity. Dr. John Lott is president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths. We appreciate having his brilliance on our show. Thank you, Dr. John Lott. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne on the Roo, welcome back. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Its official inflation is raging. This is not inflation. This is massive hyperinflation, stag inflation, Weimar inflation, Zimbabwe inflation. And most people don't even realize it's so much worse than the numbers the government puts out. It's not 8%, it's not 11%, it's not 15%. It's somewhere between 20 and 30%. Let's just say we're sitting in the 20s with inflation. It's incredible. And headed for the 30s based on where gas is going and where energy is going and where clothing is going and where groceries are going and where car rentals are going and used cars are going and just homes, apartment rentals, everything is up 30% or more. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. And my friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices anywhere in the country on precious metals. So shop the country, find a price, and then come back. They will beat it. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years' experience and billions of dollars in transactions. If you want help with gold, silver, platinum, rare coins, they guarantee you the best price in the country and the best customer service. Call Tangible now, 800-300-8441. Tell them War sent you. So the Wisconsin Supreme Court tossed the state election map by far-left Governor Tony Evers. More good news in addition to the mask mandates, although, again, I temper the good news of the mask mandates with the knowledge that these crazy communist sons of bitches, I'm allowed to say that, right, Chris? We agreed it, yeah. We're allowed to say the other B word, too. Is that another word you could say? B-A-S-T, you know,
oh,
that word.
You mean bastard? Yeah, go ahead and knock yourself out with the bastard.
Yes, yeah, so all the communists, they're all bitches and bastards. And obviously, you know, they don't even want to go along with the tossed-out ruling about mask mandates. They want to force you to suffocate yourself with a face diaper, even though the mandate's been overturned now. Same thing about the vaccines. They're insane. Nobody left wants the vaccine. There's nobody left in America who hasn't gotten the vaccine who wants the vaccine. The rest of us will never be vaccinated over my dead body. Remember Charlton Heston? Wayne Root, I got to lead the movement for the vaccine like Charlton Heston. You will vaccinate me and my family over my cold, dead fingers. Good luck. Cold dead hands. Was that his whole line, Charlton Heston? Cold dead hands. You're never vaccinating me or anybody I love. And yet, I heard today they're having some sort of a COVID summit where they're trying to figure out how to give every person in the world a COVID vaccine. Well, of course. I guess they want to kill every person in the world. They want to control every person in the world. They want to leave everyone mentally destroyed and physically destroyed, shelves of their former selves. Shells, I meant to say. If I said shelves, kind of the words kind of mashed together. Shells of their former selves. You know, you can't lead a conservative battle. You can't fight a revolution. You can't lead a civil war if you've been vaccinated and you're sick. And you're going from doctor to doctor, and everything is going wrong, and your body's falling apart. And that's what they clearly want. But at least some good things are happening. Wisconsin Supreme Court tosses state election map by Tony Evers. This opens the door to the Republican-crafted plan for the 2022 midterms. This was a serious blow to Democrats. The state's highest court made its decision last week after the U.S. Supreme Court march threw out the voting map for state elective offices drawn up by Tony Evers. With its 4-3 decision Friday, the state court issued its ruling so late that state Democrats will likely not have time to try and fight the implementation of the Republican districting plan for the 2022 midterms. Glory, hallelujah. That is good. That is good. Because Democrats look to steal every election. More news that shows you what jokes Democrats are. The world's largest carbon removal facility designed to fight global warming suffers a major setback after cold weather freezes the machinery. Isn't that perfect? Doesn't that sum up everything? Democrats aren't just losers. They aren't just communists. They're completely incompetent, and they can't make the trains run on time. The world's largest carbon removal facility designed to fight global warming suffered a major setback after an Arctic blast froze the machinery and forced the company to make modifications. The Orca plant in Iceland is now running behind schedule after the machinery froze due to frigid temperatures. So they can't even make any sort of green energy alternative that actually works and doesn't break down in cold weather. See Texas last year. And then during America's greatest gas crisis, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected to review a case filed by St. Louis-based natural gas company concerning a lower court's decision that shut down a pipeline near St. Louis, Missouri. You know, what we've got in this country is all the gas, natural gas, we could ever need or use at cheap prices if the liberals would only let us use it and drill for it. And they won't. And therefore, we have to buy expensive gas that bankrupts and destroys the middle class and destroys small business from countries like Russia and Iran and Venezuela. Makes no sense. No common sense at all. Liberals out to purposely destroy this country. Only conclusion you could draw.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
dot com.